in they ride. Every time they hear this beat, every time they in the spot, every time I'm on they street, they listening, they listening, they listening to me. They listening, they listening, they listening to me. Nigga know who I be, and if they don't, then that's straight. Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man, Zoy King.
And your main man, Mystery.
And you tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? Hey, what's up, y'all, man? Y'all know what's up, man. We back again. So if y'all see right now, you know, we done upgraded the mics, man. We at Shuri now. So hopefully you'll be able to hear us lot better on these dynamic mics.
No doubt.
You know, starting my podcast, I was doing the condensed mics, which is not fucking good for podcasting. But you know, whatever you can afford at the time, you had to do what you had to do.
Right.
And now, you know, we upgrading every chance we get. And it'll be the last time y'all see my little Dell computer. You know, done upgraded to a MacBook, you know, whatever, you know, got the little Apple going now.
Right.
So it's real dope, man. And these mics are great. Look, man, let me tell you something. When you get the bread, you know what I'm saying, invest in a Shuri mic. Mm-hmm. You ain't gotta get the very, very expensive kind. Well, they all expensive, but
right.
I'm saying you ain't got to get the latest one. But I'm telling you, man, these mics are good. This is my first time using them, and be honest with you, I love the sound of them already.
Yeah, so
good. It's good sounding, and it's gonna take everything to the next level. And we got the Rodecaster Pro 2 that's gonna be coming in, which we'll be using for Heat Level Radio. So we'll be doing away with the interface and the mixer, so that's what's going on. So
yeah, man, no doubt.
And make sure y'all like, comment, and share the podcast.
Man,
okay,
most importantly, subscribe.
You know, subscribing is a good thing.
Yeah,
but if you share it, you comment, you tell us what you think.
Right.
You know, it's real good. It's real good. So how's your day been going, Mystery?
Man, you know, it's been pretty good, man.
Week,
you know. You know, I want to send a shout out, man, to my granddaughter, Nana, you know, happy birthday. You know, really didn't get to make it, you know, because had a little surgery done on my mouth or whatever, you know.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's all good, man. But other than that, man, I mean, it's been pretty good. You know, yesterday did seem like Friday the 13th. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of wrecks.
All right,
man. You know, people having attitudes, but other than that, you know, we 6 feet above ground, so that's what makes it, you know, pretty good.
Well, you know, when I die, I'm gonna be 6 feet anyway. I'm gonna be burnt to ashes, scattered out in the sea for the birds and the seagulls to, you know, feast off my ashes.
Right.
You know, but well, you know, my week, man, been wild week, you know, but getting everything together. Got a couple artists that I'm trying to get signed to.
Right on.
The record label, you know, Heat Level Music Group. And you know what we trying to do in the music industry and the film industry and a podcast and the multimedia industry,
right,
is give a platform to independent artists. You know, when I say independent forever, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to do. You know, Heat Level Entertainment TV Network, we're trying to cater to all independent, everything independent.
Yeah.
Y'all hear what I'm saying? You know, I want to see everybody in the majors do their thing, but I'm catered to all independent, and
right,
hope everybody come along with this journey and this ride with us, you know.
Yeah, man. Heat Level.
And everybody, let y'all know, DCB clothing brand will be dropping soon. Okay. I know I've been telling y'all everything just been kind of wild. But we're gonna have the sodifferentshirts.com. That's sowdifferentshirts.com website will be up right after the holidays, so you'll be able to come and get your Strength Over Weakness shirt
right
and hat
right
you
right.
know um And that's all on that. But DCB is a clothing brand. It'll be dropping soon. I got some prototypes coming. So everybody be able to see what we got going on. And it's going to be pretty dope.
Yeah, you hit it dead on the head, bro, because I was going to tell you, you know, for the new listeners, you know, go ahead and explain to them, man, you know, what that is and everything.
You know, and, you know, you know, He Love Radio, which is going to be a 24/7 radio station. So all independent artists, if y'all listening, you know, I'll be shooting out to people to send music my way, and we'll play you. And, you know, for the first, I'm thinking about it. The first 100, well, actually, I was going to do 100, but for the first 50 songs that are sent to me by independent artists, don't have to pay anything. And we will play your music for 6 months.
Can't beat that.
Straight.
Cannot beat that.
On the station. So first 50, that's in, that music in.
Yeah.
And that's 50 songs now that we're going to play. So every artist can send at least 2 songs, okay? So, you know, that's it. We ain't gonna do the artists in 10 songs. No, so 2 songs is a minimum.
Is there a link or something?
Max. You'll be able to just go to heatlevelentertainment@gmail.com and you'll be able to send all your music there.
No doubt.
And that's heatlevelent@gmail.com. So that's heatlevelent@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And sending your music over, and we'll be playing 24/7. You know, the station is going to work a little different. We're not going to be on there, you know, talking every hour and an hour, you know. We'll be, you know, checking in on the station and doing a little show every week. But the station basically going to do what it do. The movie The Room Around, which been out since a month, just to let everybody know, Damn Justin Again has been out a year,
right,
and The Room Around has been out a month, and has already surpassed Damn Justin Again.
Wow, really?
In viewership. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, no doubt.
See, we need some applause, a little thing to hit.
That's what the roadcast to do.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Well, it's one of them things, like, you gotta love it.
It's a good movie, man. It really is.
You know, it's crazy because I was looking at, I was looking and I was like, man, it's kind of crazy how this movie is actually been out a month and is already doing more numbers than Damn Justin Again have been out a year.
Yeah.
And then that lets me know that it's elevating. The filmmaking is elevating.
Mm-hmm.
So when the third film come out and we put the bells and whistles in it.
Yeah.
And then when the feature film
right
is made, I think that's gonna take the cake, because that's when everybody will be checking us out everywhere.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
New music coming. No doubt. You know, the end of the quarter. New music coming. We getting the video teams together too.
Cool.
So everybody can do the videoing and pictures and let everybody know what's going on with the new artists that'll be coming out. You know, I want to keep them, you know, kind of concealed right now.
Right.
But just let y'all know, man, it's going to be going down.
2023, it's going to be heat level.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know what's up? What else we going to bring? We're going to bring the artists here to the podcast and introduce y'all to the artists and where they from and
what
made them join Heat Level Music Group. So we're going to have that for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's dope. That's how it's going down.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hearing the mix, bro, and I can't even wait for it to come out. You see?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like for me to get excited, you know, and I mean, I'm not saying I'm Michael Jackson, but I'm like Michael, you know, it takes a lot to make me excited about something. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
Hey, man, look, it's going down.
Yeah.
And if anybody if anybody have never seen or listened to my music or anything or whatever I do, you know, y'all got to make sure, you know, y'all tune in because it's going to be very, very dope.
Yeah.
All right. So y'all just get ready, man, because it's it's going down. 2023, man, we trying to push the envelope to a whole nother.
Oh yeah,
whole nother thing. But well, you know, let's get right into it, man. So today we're talking about existing and living.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference? So before I get talking about what existing and living is, you know, most people might not understand what I'm saying, but we gonna clarify a little bit what existing and living is. So first to my co-host over here, what is your thing? What is your definition and what you think? What's the difference between existing and living?
Well,
in your own words.
My opinion far as living and existing is you know, living is just like you're just living. You're doing things that you want to do to make yourself happy or to continue your happiness. And existing to me is like if I'm with a woman and we really not vibing or liking each other, but we're there because we got bills, you know, we got things that we got together, and we're just there. For that reason, we're just existing for each other.
That nigga put in a straight up relationship for him. He took that shit like left field.
Yeah, I did.
That nigga said, like, we live, you know, we together, we live. What?
Yeah.
He got some trauma going on.
Fuck nah. Nah.
My nigga got some relationships problems. And it's now, like we live together now, and it's going on like this. So what needs to happen is we're existing.
I have been through that. I have been through that. You know, but now, no. But before, yes, I have been through that.
You know?
You know?
Yeah. And he said, that's existing. Fuck. The nigga talking about that's existing.
I mean, it's just like you there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. That nigga was our whole relationship. Damn, my nigga. Like, what happened? All right, cool. We exist. All right. That's your final answer of existing and living?
Yeah, like, I'm waiting for you.
You sure that's your final answer? Yeah. You know? What game show is that?
Win, lose, or draw. No.
What the fuck?
No, that...
Final answer? No, they don't win, lose, or draw. They're Jeopardy right now. Ain't Jeopardy.
No, it ain't Jeopardy.
Willa.
No, it ain't Willa Fortune.
Family Feud, right?
Family Feud.
Family Feud, yeah.
Yep.
The nigga with the bald head. What's his name?
Steve Harvey.
Yeah. damn, the nigga said, that nigga been hurt. That nigga been hurt. Yeah, relationship problem.
So that's when the soap opera music come on. Hey, Young and the Restless.
Doom.
You know, when I was a young guy, a young pup.
That shit used to trip me out. Soap opera. Mother thought that was real light. They see a mother like, why did you do that to her? You like, nigga, yeah. That's TV.
Yeah, like for real.
real TV. Crazy.
Oh, man.
So, what I was gonna say. So, basically, now if you look at it, to me, existing and living. Now, a lot of people are existing, so they out here in the world, and they're just going day by day, check by check, hour by hour. No goals, no ambition. Make money, party on the weekend, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some people say, I'm living my life. Are you really living your life? Because life is, you know, being alive, life period.
Right.
until adventures, man. It's so much stuff you can try to see before you die. Mm-hmm. It's more than where you at. You know, you get some people that get sick, then they start seeing the world.
Right.
You know, some people that lose, then they start seeing the world. But I think that other people should start seeing the world immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, well, what are you waiting on? Well, I'm waiting on my funds. Well, guess what? There's going to always be an excuse to why you're waiting to right. live.
Right.
You know, a lot of winos exist, you know,
mm-hmm.
But they come to you with some good advice. You know, you're taking for a crackhead or dope head,
mm-hmm.
but they give you some good advice because they done been there
mm-hmm.
and they still here. So, but to me, I think if you exist in this world, you're taking up space. And if you're living in this world, you're creating space. So if you listen to what I just said, you will understand
mm-hmm.
the difference from existing and living. People that are just existing, they do, it's a reason for those people.
Right.
You know, there's a reason for them people so they can, you know, flip my burgers at Walmart.
Hey man,
my motherfucking burgers at Burger King.
Well, I thought you was about to say Wahlburgers. Now them burgers was good.
Hey man, I built a burger, flip my man. Burger, nigga. We need a motherfucker to go out there and get a cart in Walmart parking lot and make sure the motherfuckers in there so I can go give you some food.
What about Taco Bell?
Yeah, even Taco Bell. We need them motherfuckers. Take my order, nigga.
Woo.
So you know we gotta have the people that's existing.
Man.
You know, we need them workers that come in every morning and make 9:50 and they there for 10 hours
mm-hmm.
and mad at everybody because they work there.
Right.
We need those people. Everybody can't be entrepreneur. Everybody can't not work a 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be like Mystery, you know, work a 9-to-5 and still do a little something, you know. Everybody, sometimes you got to quit, right?
Right.
He probably ain't never going. It's okay. You love his job. If you love doing what you do, if you love it, it's never a job. It's never a job. So, existing and living, nigga, like that's standing in a little bit of a nutshell. You know what I mean? I think I'm living. Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it. Some people really think working at Walmart is living.
Right.
So who am I to criticize, right?
Because, I mean, that might be their best life. When they get their check, they get what they want, you know? I know some people now, they don't get excited about all the big screen TVs, the Cadillacs, the Tahoes and stuff like that, you know. I know you and myself, man, we don't get excited about stuff like that, you know,
because
we done had it. We done had all the Cadillacs and the big trucks with the rims and stuff, you know. So yeah, none of that stuff really excites me no more. You got the Charles Weston eyes going on over there.
I know, nigga. I zoned out for a minute. I was thinking about something. And you was like, nigga, it's like I went into deep thought. Like, hold on, nigga. I'm about to come back with a hard one.
Oh,
and that mother went right out of my mind. That bitch said, swoosh. Like, God damn, nigga, I was finna come hard on this shit.
Oh, man.
Existing and living, two type of people in this world, existing and living, nigga.
Yeah, what are you?
Yeah.
Which one are you?
Yeah, write down in the comments, which one are you? Say, fuck you, Joaquin, in the comments. Somebody say something in the comments. It's cool. I'm gonna put a thumbs up. I don't gotta say, hey, man, yo, fuck your podcast. I'm like, all right, cool. Thumbs up. Thank you for watching.
Right.
Thank you for that comment, nigga. That helped the algorithm.
Oh, man.
But, you know, some people didn't. Some people blow up quicker than others, right?
Yeah.
That don't mean they're living. They can still be existing.
Right.
And then, you know, you have some girls that go and be like, oh, well, my mama did this or my dad did this. And then they go out there and try to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't happen out their way. because everybody's time is different. Everybody right, do right. their thing is different. And other people got to recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
So, existing and living.
Yeah.
So, what else you think about existing and living?
I mean, you know, I agree with you. I do believe that we talked about the same thing, but maybe a little bit different with the levels. Because a lot of people, like you said, can exist in any situation.
Oh, nigga, man. I was looking at that bye. I was like, how that motherfucker get right there? I'm pretty sure I had that motherfucker over here.
Oh, man. You know what? This most definitely got to go on the uncut. That's what you need.
Nigga.
Right? You need an uncut. I
know, right? We be fucking shit up. I don't edit shit. I put that shit all in there. Fuck it. Y'all motherfuckers like it. Listen, ooh. Y'all don't.
Oh, you know. Man.
I don't know. I just started thinking about why the fuck is that bow over there? That motherfucker like got a swallow in it. Fuck, I need that shit for. I'm tripping.
Oh,
hard,
man.
Nigga. But I guess right now I'm living.
Yeah.
Or existing.
Now you are.
Whatever.
You're doing a little bit of both, you know, but I think you're doing more living than existing. I mean, just like you said, it just depends on how you look at it.
It always depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, you about to do some big things. You feel what I'm saying?
And see, I need some big body.
And see, like me, you know, I mean, I guess mine is like my living is not higher than existing. I mean, I'm just keeping it 1,000 though.
Are you trying to justify the bullshit?
No. Because
you try to justify your laziness,
no,
my nigga?
No, because I'm a mystery. That's what I am. I don't go out here like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't do that.
All right, you'll be left behind.
Joaquin, I'm ready.
Hey, my nigga, you gotta get on social media, man. Fuck social media. All right, cool, nigga. Let's see how far your business go, then, nigga. Oh, be like, man. Hey, man, I ain't getting nowhere. Nah, nigga, you said fuck social media.
I mean, you know, I get on there. But that's what we have people up on us working doing that for.
Nah, nigga.
See, that's what all the young people do. Not saying that we old, we're just older.
There you go with that shit again.
We just older.
Hey, yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize for this old head. That nigga taking all my fans.
Nah.
All my fans are young, nigga. Shit.
We young, but we're just older than the 19s and the 20-year-olds.
Man, let them wear their skinny jeans and black leather. And,
oh, they can wear whatever. I ain't knocking them.
Let them say, hey. I don't go fuck. They can get on the beat and say, what a water. I need some Aquafina. With that girl. I think her name was Tina. Whatever. Do your thing.
So you think they living? Because they out here doing a lot. I think they living.
Hey. I'm gonna put it past them.
Yeah.
Now, who's you talking about? Hey, y'all. Look, nigga. I'm talking about my whole face talking about some other shit in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this nigga talking about they living, they exist, and then she coming out talking about where's the orphan Blake? We fucking in church or something. I'm fuck up. I'm trying to get over what's going on now.
Oh boy.
And this nigga just came up in that bitch talking about some I can't get it. Whatever. I don't know the fuck going on, man. Hey, look, you live in the existence. Hey man. Funny as fuck comedy show.
No doubt.
Funny as fuck comedy show, y'all. Coming soon as I find a way to get in the soon as I find a way to get that motherfucker in a spot. Funny as fuck comedy show, man. We're going to have some comedians that y'all ain't never heard of. We're going to try to put them on pedestals, and hopefully they funny. If they're not funny, I'm going to be saying, man. And I'm going to be like, hey, bro, you got to get up off the stage. That shit went nuts.
So you're going to be the saying man, huh?
Y'all be the judge. Yeah, I'm letting the nigga know. Nah, nigga, you can't dance here.
Man.
I don't know what dancing got to do with what I just said, but it sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. So you going to actually have this on the stage?
Yeah, funny as fuck comedy.
Man, look, get your mystery man. You feel me? He come on out there. Da-dum, da-dum,
da-dum. He go ahead and nigga go with his
push
mystery
push him on
shit.
Off the stage.
Nigga, we don't need you for everything.
I try to throw my head in there.
You a mystery nigga. Yeah, man. It's going to be you, nigga. Yeah. Talking about do this, do that, nigga. No, nigga. What the fuck?
Oh, but, man.
But, like, right now, we living, y'all.
Yeah.
Keep living. You know what I'm saying? y'all keep living. You know what I'm saying? Stop existing. The Room Around out now. Amazon Fire Stick to Roku TV. The Room Around. Download Heat Level Entertainment TV Network. You know what I mean? I'm just throwing shit out there.
Oh, man.
Existing and living. Right now, we living. Yeah. Throw that shit out there.
Oh, man.
That's, you know, fuck around. Nigga about to wake up in the morning and go viral on this shit. Shit crazy.
Yeah. You never know.
I don't know either because that motherfucker.
These two dudes doing, man.
Man, what you said. but thank y'all for watching. Thank y'all for listening.
Yeah.
Remember, y'all exist. I mean, damn. Remember, y'all live. Don't exist. And make sure y'all go check out my music, man, YKEEM on Spotify, WYQEEM, WYQ, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo, new movie on Amazon Fire and Roku TV. Y'all go to search, and y'all search Heat Level Entertainment TV Network, and you can watch the movie. Room Around has surpassed Damn Justin Again. I'm loving it. Let's keep it going. I want this bitch to get to about 20,000 viewership. Yeah. So, my sons are kind of, you keep on putting it on replay. So we can rack up them views. So thank y'all. You got any more inspirational things to say to our listeners before we leave?
Man, look, like you said, just keep living. Everybody said that thing. I'm not going to preach tonight. No, man, y'all stay up and keep the peace. No violence.
Humanitarian is back.
Yeah, man. Y'all keep doing your thing, man. You know, like you said, man, we got a lot of stuff, man, coming out 2023, man. So just be on the lookout. Y'all got some music. Y'all hit up Heat Level Entertainment. You feel me?
HeatLevelENT@gmail.com.
Okay, yeah, my bad. You know,
and if y'all want to get in the film, it's HeatLevelFilms@gmail.com. Send your reel or your face shot, and you know, audition tape, and I will look over.
Right.
Everybody else, fuck you. Inspirational words of the day. If you don't fuck with me, I will not fuck with you.
And there you have it.
So when y'all listen to my podcast, y'all know how I always say, I'm about this beat.
Every time they in, they ride. Every time they hear this beat. Every time they in the spot. Every time I'm on they street. They listening, they listening, they listening to me. They listening, they listening, they listening to me. Niggas know who I be. And if they don't, then that's straight. They probably not on my level. Then I'm gonna make the money I make.